It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with episode 34 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. Special episode this week, spring break last week, so we're not going to be covering any high school sports. We're going to talk about anything that happened during spring break, and there was a little bit that happened during spring break. We'll talk about that next week when we get back to high school sports, but we got a special episode for you just talking about things other than high school sports this week. First thing, though, we need to talk about the number 34. Tony, who's your favorite number 34?
Oh, probably of the ones we have listed here, Kirby Puckett.
Okay.
I really liked Kirby Puckett. That Twins team, I probably told you this story before. At Marshall, I was a Teak, and we had a guy from Minnesota in our fraternity, big Twins fan. His dad was actually an executive at Jolly Green Giant. And when the Twins won the World Series, he bought every guy in the fraternity a Twins hat.
All right.
I thought you were going to say a can of green beans.
Well, we had all the green beans we could eat, but we got a Twins hat out of it, too.
Well, at least you didn't have to eat ramen noodles.
That's right.
I think Kirby Puckett was one of those that was always underrated.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
Walter Payton was my favorite.
How could you not go with him? I mean, he was great.
They've even named a Man of the Year award after him.
Offensive lines, too, and did what he did behind horrible offensive lines.
Yeah. Hakeem Olajuwon was a great basketball player.
Yep.
He played for Houston when they should have won the national championship.
Yeah.
And then played for the Rockets forever.
Who beat them? Was it Villanova or NC State? It was NC State.
Villanova
beat Georgetown.
Yeah.
That was the shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a... What's his name? Jim
Valvano.
Yeah. That's right.
You know, when he won. So, anyway, got a couple of other ones there. Of course, Herschel Walker, Charles Barkley, David Ortiz.
Big Poppy.
Big Poppy.
Mm.
Yeah. You got any number 34s from the world of soccer or hockey or cricket?
No, not that I can think of.
Anything like that? Okay.
Luge.
Yeah. Herschel.
Yeah. A Canadian national sport.
Yeah.
Curling.
Yeah.
Which is called brooming and sweeping.
I figured out if I've ever become a professional curler, I want the guy that stands in the back and yells at people. Yeah.
Speaking of Herschel Walker, arguably the biggest trade in NFL history, Herschel Walker.
Yep.
Set up the Cowboys for
not long enough.
Some big seasons. My Arkansas Razorbacks, number 34.
You know who mine is.
Don't you think Jimmy Johnson probably had more to orchestrate that trade than Jerry Jones?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. My Razorback number 34 is going to be Corliss.
Yeah, Corliss Williamson. He had Madre Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Knee injury probably kept him from being as great as he should have been, but a couple of good Razorbacks right there.
Yep. They were both really good and enjoyed watching them play. So, speaking of Razorbacks, you want to talk about Razorback basketball?
Do we have any tissue for me to wipe tears away?
Well, you know, the thing about it is they got in the West Regional, played in on the East Coast, so they played at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, two games, which they won. Then they go to the West Coast. They play at midnight, you know, or you have to stay up till midnight to watch it. And typical Arkansas Razorback fandom right there. That's a synopsis of it. They can't just lose. They have to get up enough that you think we've got this game won. You relax. You sit back, get you a Coke and some cookies and sitting there eating. And all of a sudden they choke. Made me choke on my chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, before it's over, you replace the Coke and cookies with alcohol and Kleenex.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to say this. They should have won that game.
Absolutely. There's no doubt that they should have
won. Yeah, there's no way.
Even as bad as they played down the stretch, if they make a couple of foul shots in regulation, they win the ball.
That's right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah, they should have won that game. Didn't win it. The only redeeming value out of it is that Texas Tech had the same thing happen to them against Florida. So, because
they fell apart.
Yeah, they looked like they were going to win that game.
Yeah,
the same thing that happened to the Razorbacks.
But I'll tell you what, Florida's one of those teams, they can get on a 4 or 5 minute roll where they can't miss.
Yeah.
And that's what they did.
Yep.
Speaking of can't miss, what about Alabama? And that was that the Elite Eight game? It was, wasn't it, where they made 20
against BYU?
26 three-pointers, yeah, or something like that.
Yeah.
They made 25.
25?
Which is a record. Yeah.
You score 88 points and you get beat by 25. Yeah. Like an NBA score.
Yeah.
They were unconscious that night.
Yeah, Duke took care of that, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing when you play defense on people how much it affects their shooting.
Yeah, it does. It really does. But, anything else y'all got? What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about the brackets right now first? Or?
Yeah, right. I'll tell you what, it is tight. And all three of us did really, really well. My whole Elite Eight came through, and I think you got 7 of your Elite Eight, something like that. Is that right? Came through, yeah. So I'm up in points, but it's really not enough to matter. I've got 130. I have 3 teams left of the final 4. Jeff has 128. He picked the final 4 exactly right. And Greg has 126, and he has 3 left of the final 4. And we all picked different champions. Jeff and I picked the same combination of game, Duke and Auburn, but I picked Auburn and he picked Duke. And then Greg went completely different, and he's got Florida over Houston. So if it ends up some kind of combination of Florida and Houston, we're cooked.
I think that Houston looked pretty good.
I was going to say about that is any of those 4 right now, I think, can win this tournament.
Yeah.
You know? I think Duke's got to be the favorite, but I think you're right. I think any of the 4 could win it.
Yeah, watching Duke play, they looked really good against Alabama. I thought that'd be a good game. You know, we talked a little bit about that.
Yeah.
Saturday night, and man, they just blew it up.
They did.
You know, 20-point win over a team in the Elite Eight, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Almost as big as Tennessee only getting 15 points in the first half yesterday against Houston. Can you believe that?
No.
Now Arkansas did it against Tennessee, or was it 14? It was somewhere
13 or 14.
Yeah. I thought it was like South Carolina or somebody.
It was South Carolina. No, yeah, it may have been South Carolina. Yeah. You're right.
It was a different powerhouse.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. It was South Carolina.
Because I think we were in either Monticello or we were in.
Yeah, we were at Monticello.
Yeah, because you said, I'm going to see what
the – we were at Ray's.
I'm going to tune into the game, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Not only did we have to eat at Ray's, we had to endure a 9-point half by the Razorback. That was a rough night.
It was. Lady Leopards made up for it, by the way.
That's right.
So, which, off the subject, but I got to do this right now. I guess got to give a shout-out to Coach Brett Burgess.
Yep.
Girls Coach of the Year for the Arkansas Democrat, and congratulations to him and everything he's did and the entire Lady Leopard team, because they're all a big part of that. But congratulations to him for being the Ladies Coach of the Year.
Yep, absolutely, yeah. Man. I'll tell you what, very, very, very deserving.
Yeah, good deal. But anyway, going back to Tennessee, I mean, I couldn't believe that. I mean, I think Houston's good, but they're not that good.
No, and you know, here's the deal with that. I mean, Duke, you know, the ACC did not do well other than Duke in the tournament. Neither really did the Big 12.
No.
So you just wonder if Florida and Auburn are more battle-tested, you know, coming into this thing.
But see, I would have thought that about Alabama, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And they got beat by 20.
But Alabama's one of those teams, much like Florida is, if they're not hitting from outside,
true,
they're very average.
Yeah.
But my favorite moment of the tournament so far was watching Texas Tech crumble in the last 4 minutes because Florida just went crazy. Mm-hmm. So
that was your favorite moment?
So far.
How about you, Tuttle?
watching us beat St. John's. Go Hogs. Well, it went downhill for me after that. My favorite moment of the tournament is having the four picks in the final four still standing, yeah. I guess. I don't know.
Well, I'm gonna go away from not include the Razorbacks in my favorite moment because obviously them beating St. John's was a big deal for a Razorback fan when they're in the number two seed, especially when they beat them up there in their home ground. But you know, my biggest takeaway from the tournament so far, and I don't know if it's a favorite moment, is I am extremely disappointed in the referee. I don't think they're calling the games the way they need to be called.
It's been very rough.
Yeah.
Very rough.
I mean, it's like, I mean, James Caan's going to be out there before long. You know what that reference is, right?
I do.
Yeah, I bet Tuttle doesn't, and I know he doesn't.
No.
I'd have to, who was the one that did it the second time? It was the rapper guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember. It rolled.
I know one rapper and Snoop Dogg, and it wasn't him.
Yeah, no, it wasn't Snoop Dogg. James Caan was the original Rollerball.
That's right.
Yeah, that's turning into Rollerball. Just basically, you're gonna have to put some pads on them. Just let them knock each other out.
Yeah,
whatever happens, or Roller Derby. You remember that?
Those
girls.
Yeah,
yeah. Man, that was some
Rollerball would be worth your time to queue up and stream one day.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yep, yeah. And there's a remake of it.
Yeah.
Watch
the original.
Yeah, the original. Yeah. Yeah, it's good. But I feel
the same way about what was the movie Burt Reynolds was in about the
Longest Yard?
The Longest Yard, yeah. I like the original better. I like Adam Sandler, but I like the original better.
Yeah, it was. But you know, the thing about the refereeing is, I mean, when you look, of course, you know, I'll talk about Arkansas for a second. I think when Texas Tech started coming back, they ate their whistles.
Yeah.
You didn't hear them call anything.
Yeah.
And in both ways, I'm not going to say it wasn't, you know, that we didn't foul some too. But, man, I mean, it just gets – when you shove somebody with both hands and you don't call those fouls, I mean, you're not going to have a very good shooting percentage.
Yeah,
because it knocks you off, and I think that's happened over and over and over again. I mean, I saw one game, can't remember which game it was. Actually, I think it was a Tennessee-Houston game. Right at halftime, somebody shot. It was short. Three people went to the ground. All the players stopped because they knew it was going to be a foul call. No whistle. Then they went on and shot a long shot. And you know, and when the players are doing that, you know that it's bad.
Yeah. Yeah, when they're stopping in mid-play.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because they know this, even the defense.
Yeah.
Even the one who committed the foul, you know.
Yeah. So. But anyway, I'm really looking forward to the Final Four. I think it's going to be a high-quality Final Four, and I just hope Duke doesn't win. I'm sorry, Tuttle.
Everybody's always rooting against me, Greg.
Well, it's not against you. You know, it's just the team you picked.
And I also am not a Duke fan.
Yeah.
But I do buy some of their gear online since the Outlaws have gone to the same logo. But, man, that's hard on me, too.
Yeah.
I like the old English D, like the Leopards. They still wear that on their hat?
Yes, they do. They still use the
that's what we used for years.
Yeah. It's actually, don't tell anybody this. Bo McCaslin told me this one time, but we're not to tell anyone. It's actually the Detroit D.
Yeah. Well, you know, they call it old English, and that's why.
So, if anybody from the Tigers organization is listening, just let that go by. But
I told Coach Fannin it one time. He just went from Outlaw Blue Old English to the Black and Gold. He liked the D, but
yeah,
just changed colors.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But anyway, so anything else y'all want to talk about with the NCAA tournament?
No, I'm. Like I say,
Devils.
It's all going to come. It's all going to tell you what, man. Just sell out. It's all going to come down to these last three games, and anybody could win it.
Yeah,
including Tyler, who picked Duke at the beginning.
Yeah.
Still, how many
points does
points
he get?
Yeah,
get
seven. Yeah, seven.
He gets 7 points. Yeah.
I lose no matter what.
Yeah, you're buying lunch.
Yeah. So. Hope you guys like ramen. That's what we brought up earlier.
Let's have green beans. Hey,
on Next Level Chef the other day, they had a thing where they had to make a special, like a fancy course out of ramen.
Yeah, yeah.
So pretty schooled up on it.
I've made some pretty good ramen. You just sprinkle the packet like... Get real fancy with it.
Throw a little extra butter in it.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Butter.
Sounds like you got some experience too.
Yeah.
Never. Yeah. Had, never. I mean, it's real fancy. Like it, it's ramen.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not even sure they had ramen noodles when I was in college.
It was different
ways to make macaroni and
yeah,
cheese.
Yeah,
yeah. That's what noodles. That's what we did. Yeah. I've never eaten ramen noodles.
Really?
No. Nah.
I hadn't until a couple years ago. But it's a staple out in my diet these days.
You're missing out.
It's like 20 cents a pack.
Yeah. I know. I just figure, you know.
It can't be good.
That's right. If it's that cheap, it can't be good. If it tastes good, then I know it's not good for you.
Yeah. Speaking of it being a staple in my diet, there's only been a couple times where I actually found a staple in the, in the noodles.
Well, and you know, when you use the term ramen noodles and diet in the same sentence, I'm sure that's an oxymoron.
Yeah.
I think it's just what you eat. Anyway, let's move on.
You've just
on.
Been thrown under three buses it's just crazy. This morning.
Yeah, sorry,
I've been
devil
doing,
lover.
I've been doing this.
Hey, if you're listening to this, remind me what he tell you what he said about Calipari at sometime when we're off the air.
Yeah. that's great. So something else big's coming up too.
Yeah, in Green Bay.
Yeah. Is it in Green Bay this year? Why would they do it in Green Bay?
They're doing it in Pittsburgh next year.
Why would they do it in Pittsburgh? I'm just kidding. There'll be a lot of fans there in both places.
Yeah, there will.
Yeah, a lot of places. The NFL draft's coming up. Steelers.
Yeah.
Have decided on a new approach. They're going to go without a quarterback
nice.
And just direct snap to the running back. Yeah. They don't know who that is yet because they let the running back go.
So they're
going to direct snap it to somebody running beside or around there or something. They got some new offense.
They're going to draft a running back in the first round and say, we got some good news and some bad news.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You're going to play every snap.
You're going to play quarterback. Can you throw? No, sorry.
I threw once in Pee Wee's. You're perfect.
Yeah.
We're taking him.
Yeah. They might be onto something.
Well, has anybody ever?
They
played?
Have no clue.
They might be onto. They might be onto something. Drafting early every year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm thinking, don't you?
What?
They're going to get Dak Prescott.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. If the Browns don't get him, they're going to get him before the Browns do. Yeah.
Man,
I
go without a quarter. Has anybody ever done that?
No,
Sin. Nobody's tried it.
Yeah,
you might be like, you know what? This is a useless position.
Hey, you know, I came up with it.
Really?
Yeah, we could call that my offense.
Yeah,
Razorbacks had a year they could have got away with it.
Yeah,
or D-Mac.
Yeah,
I mean, we could have run the Wild Hog
all
play.
The time. Yeah. Yeah, he was good enough. We could have done it. They do it on occasion.
Yeah,
but usually the quarterback's in there.
Yeah. Yeah, he's still there.
Well, you put him in there, so they're going to get Aaron Rodgers. They'll put him in there, and then they'll just hike it to the running back. Because if Aaron Rodgers takes one more hit, they're going to plant him wherever he is right there. Just dig a hole and then put him in it. No, I don't think they're going to get him, do you?
Well, I think he's going to retire.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, I've heard a couple of plan Bs, but, man, I don't think they know. And that is the scariest thing, since 2 years before Roethlisberger retired, they have seemed like they have no clue what they're going to do at quarterback. And that's a long time to get a clue.
Yeah.
You know, Ben's been out of the league a couple years. I mean, you knew he was getting at the end of his time a couple years for that. They've had about 5 years to get ready for this.
Yeah.
Nope.
I think one of the things that. And you've mentioned it. I think one of their plans could be we're going to take it on the chin this year to get a better chance next year.
Right.
Which isn't fair to the fans.
Nope. But you don't think people do that?
Well,
teams do that all the time.
Those teams have usually had five consecutive losing seasons before they decide to do that.
They're right.
I mean, if the Steelers have a 5-12 season, what do I have to complain about? I mean,
you will.
Oh, I'm certainly will. Yes, but I mean, they haven't had a losing season since 2003, I think the next longest streak to that is 2012. So,
but you know, the ironic thing about it is, you say you don't think they know what they're going to do. Rodgers doesn't really know what he's going to do.
Yeah,
they're the perfect scenario for each other for a year. I mean,
or two or three games. Right?
Two or three games is better than what they got going right now.
Well, and that's what, one of the things I was going to mention. I mean, I still think their offensive line's subpar.
There's no doubt.
And you don't have their needs as offensive linemen.
Yep.
But so they got,
I just don't understand trading for DK Metcalf and not having a clue who's going to throw the ball to him.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It's going to be Brock Purdy, I'm telling you. Just hang on.
I just
hang on. Brock Purdy will be there.
Hope we record
black that. And gold.
Hope we record these so we can go back and listen to them.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know who it's going to be. Then you look at the Cowboys. You know, I don't know if y'all pay attention to this, and I've kind of quit paying attention to things, but, I have been seeing where the Browns are going to get Dak Prescott. Now, that makes it so little sense that it's probably got some validity to it.
I don't know how the Browns have cap money.
That's what I was going to say. They can't afford him and Watson. I mean, I know Watson's hurt, but they're paying him.
Yeah. He's counting against the cap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know either. I can't imagine that happening. But you know, I think the Cowboys have so many needs that, and they won't address any of them.
I think they got a long snapper. I think in the free agency.
Maybe they can trade Herschel Walker.
If they got him back, they'd be better off. Than what they have.
Right, one of now. Their needs, according to ESPN, is running back. So,
yeah,
I don't know. They could have addressed it last year with. That's terrible,
Henry.
Yeah, and they could have addressed it this year with the Najee Harris.
Yeah,
but no.
Well, and you know, instead, what they do is Jerry Jones takes Cooper Rush, who quarterbacked the entire year after Dak Prescott got hurt. Takes him out of the last game. You know why, right?
He was getting ready to get some incentive.
He was going to get a $500,000 incentive.
Yeah.
Guess where Cooper Rush is? At the Baltimore Ravens.
That's
now,
right.
Now who you got for quarterback?
Right.
Is Trey Lance going to be the quarterback? You know, you didn't play him before him.
Maybe he'll be the next quarterback of the Steelers.
He may be. He may be.
I can see him going to the Browns.
Yeah, me too. I think the thing about Dak Prescott is when you look at his numbers, they're not that bad.
No,
he plays. He's
a top 10 NFL quarterback.
Yeah, he is, but
probably 6 to 10, not top 5.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
That's what I used to tell all the Cowboy fans that I was friends with back when I liked them was Tony Romo. They always complained about him. I said, he puts the numbers up. Yeah. I mean.
I would put him in the same kind of light as Dak Prescott.
Yeah. I mean, just never really the big game. But the numbers are there.
The thing is, it might be amazing what a change of scenery would do for somebody like Dak Prescott.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
a tremendous amount of weight and I imagine anxiety and pressure being the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, yeah. Mm. And he's got his money now.
Yeah.
So, just imagine this. He's throwing to Pickens and DJ Metcalf.
Yeah.
DK Metcalf.
DK.
DK Metcalf in Pittsburgh. You know, they're not going to do that. But, I mean, if he was there – I just think.
Well, unless the Steelers are willing to trade one of their defenders, Pickens is probably going to be involved in any trade to get a quarterback, I would think. Now, I've seen things where, I mean, they haven't even taken T.J. Watt off the table. And if they were willing to give the Cowboys T.J. Watt,
yeah,
you know, then you could probably almost justify a one-on-one for Prescott.
Yeah. Mm. Yep. But probably none of that's going to happen, but it's good speculation, though, right?
Yep.
There's a lot of stuff to look forward to as we come up on that draft, though. When you look at the Packers, Packers are probably better set than anybody.
Oh, there's no doubt. That's why they're picking 23rd, and our teams are picking 12 and 24.
That's right.
Well, you talk about the needs there and wide receiver being one of them. Every wide receiver that comes up in conversation, you know, they talk about. They talked about Cooper Kupp. They've talked about Pickens.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know.
Well, I'm a Steeler,
I don't know who
I'm
they
a Steeler
give
fan
up.
Through and through. I'll die a Steeler fan with my family around me one day. You don't want George Pickens.
I wouldn't want him.
No.
No, I mean, just because of his attitude and the way he's acted over.
I'm going to tell you what. If the Steelers are able to get anything for Pickens, it would be like selling them magic beans. Mm-hmm. It really would. I mean, that's my opinion of him. So,
yep. Well, I can't argue with that either.
Well, if George Pickens is – if his upside – is anywhere near where George Pickens thinks his upside is, you don't trade for DK Metcalf.
No.
The Steelers know.
Yeah.
They know.
Yeah.
They figured that out.
Yeah.
They can figure out wide receivers. They've had Antonio Brown and people like that. They can't figure out quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll have those receivers that are under the radar that have big games like Washington.
Yeah.
You know, Speedster and stuff like that. I mean, they.
Remember Yancey Thigpen?
You know, they don't do what now?
Yancey Thigpen.
Yeah.
Was a great Steeler, was an all-pro for the Steelers. He left him, thought the grass was going to be green on this side, was never heard from again. I think he finished his career with the Titans.
They had another guy do that by the name of Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah. Levon Kirkland, all-pro linebacker, thought the grass was going to be greener on the other side, went to the Seattle Seahawks, and was never heard from again.
Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Left the Steelers and went to the loony bin.
I mean, he might still be there.
Yeah. Oh, he's still there. Yeah, he's still there, that's for sure. But anyway, going to be an interesting draft. Looking forward to seeing what happens and how the Cowboys can screw it up. I'm sure they will.
That'll be on a future episode.
Yeah, we'll talk about that then. But, you know, looking at the draft, though, there are some players with local ties or people we're interested in being considered in the draft. You got when you look at Marshall, Mike Green, they're really talking him up, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that think he could go as high as in the teens in the first round. You know, the Packers need an edge guy, and they draft 23rd. He would be a great pick. He led the football, NCAA football, in sacks last year, like 17 and a half.
Green Bay. Mike Green.
Yeah.
Perfect fit.
Yeah, I wish the Steelers needed an edge guy, but they got a lot bigger needs than that. And then J.J. Roberts, probably a day three pick for Marshall, but it's a weak safety class, and he's one of the best 10 safeties, so he may get taken late. But a great kid, undersized, a typical Marshall guy. It's all heart. It's, you know, not so much ability but heart.
How big is he?
Like 5'10".
You know, safeties in NFL now are like that fourth, fifth linebacker.
Yeah, they're about 6'2", 225.
Yeah.
Yeah, not 5'10", 175. Yeah, that's what's going to hurt him there. So, you know, he may – unless he can change the corner. And then he's still going to be short.
Yeah.
You got all the
he's probably not quick enough to be
– Yeah. So, looking at the Hogs, I mean, the main one we're talking about is Landon Jackson. Great guy, projected to go in the second to third round. And I thought he performed better than expected at the combine. So, he might move up a little bit.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You know, early on, he was projected first rounder.
Yeah.
And I think injuries probably raised some questions, pushed him back. So, like you say, it depends on what they thought of him at the combine.
Yeah. Yeah, he did that. And then you got LaQuindon Jackson, maybe. I don't even know who that is. I'm
22.
Huh?
That's 22 for us.
Okay.
He was hurt off and on, too. I can't really see him getting drafted.
Didn't he have big back?
Yeah.
I don't think he'll get drafted.
I can't see him getting drafted. But, I mean, that's – and my reasoning on that is,
well, I'm telling you,
like in the NFL right now, running backs are a dime a dozen unless you're Steelers, because they just keep giving them away. Maybe they'll draft him. I don't know, but I don't know.
They need a running back.
There's some running backs that teams are going to draft because they're elite, like the guy from Arizona State. Boise State, yeah. Those guys are going to get drafted. The one from Arizona State, Scam Nebo or something. He had a funny name.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he made a name for himself in a bowl game, and that's probably going to get him drafted. It was a funny name like that. But yeah, but the kid from Boise State,
yeah. I mean, he'd probably get drafted in the first round by somebody.
Yeah.
I don't know who has that need, but it's probably somebody just that's pretty well set.
Cameron Scatabo.
Yep. I think there was a Scam in there somewhere.
but
what do you do if you don't get drafted? Is it like you literally sit there all day?
Then Ashton Gentry is probably the best running back in the
draft. Yeah. Yeah, what do you do if you don't get drafted? You
just go work at Walmart.
Free agency.
Well, okay.
So what you do, you know, there'll be teams that'll go, hey, I'm not going to draft you, but we want you to come be a free agent.
I listen to the NFL channel on Sirius all the time, and they had Todd Haley on there, who used to be the offensive coordinator for the Steelers. And they were interviewing him, and he said, you know, everybody watches the draft, and they watch it close, and then they kind of turn their TVs off. But he said, the real action is after the draft, trying to sign these free agents. You know, your GM will allot you so much money to sign free agents, and these guys, they'll go somewhere different over $10,000. You know,
one answer to Tyler's question there, it can be really uncomfortable. You said, what do you do? Just sit there all day? Like, they put cameras in the homes of a lot of these kids, or they're having watch parties.
Mm-hmm.
And a perfect example is Aaron Rodgers, who was expected to be the number one quarterback taken when he was drafted.
Mm-hmm.
And Alex Smith, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And Alex Smith, who the team took instead of Aaron Rodgers.
And he just plummeted.
And Aaron Rodgers didn't get drafted for a while.
Remember,
really uncomfortable situation for people to watch.
Remember Brady Quinn sitting in the what do they call it, the green room or the gold room at the NFL draft, and people just passing and passing and passing on him, and it turns out they were right.
And I mean,
how do you know he went to Cleveland?
It's one of those deals where you kind of feel sorry for them watching them, but I mean, they're going to end up with their money. How do you really feel sorry? But I mean, all expectations are right there. Hey, I'm fixing to get drafted.
And they tell you all that stuff.
And then you go into day two, and they're still sitting there.
There's so much misinformation out there. And it's not – they don't put misinformation out there to hurt the kid. They put misinformation out there to try to fool the teams that are around them in the draft into who they're going to pick. Mm-hmm. So teams don't move up ahead of them and get the guy they want.
Yep.
Can you guys think of any examples of somebody who wasn't drafted, went to free agency, got into a team, and then became like a superstar, amazing?
Well, the closest thing to that right now, we've talked about this before, you know, Brock Purdy, the last draft – pick is called Mr. Irrelevant, and that's what he was. As far as undrafted, I don't know.
Who does Purdy play for?
Plays for the 49ers right now.
Gotcha, and he's good.
He's really good. He's coming up on a new contract, and he kind of had a for him subpar last half of last year, and they're wondering if they're going to keep him or not. Which who knows. But there's lots of free agents that come out and play and do really well and stay in the league for a long time.
Yeah.
And like we're talking about Jackson here, the running back for the Razorbacks, if there's not a running back out there a team wants, you know, they won't draft him because they'll be thinking, I can get him in free agency.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's right. And Tony's looking up all the Steeler free agents. Been great. What's the guy's name that played – the bald-headed guy that played in the defensive backfield in the 70s, Mel Blount? Wasn't he a free agent?
I don't know. Let me.
He's a Hall of Famer. Didn't he just recently get in?
Yeah, Cliff Harris was a free agent, I believe.
That's exactly right.
But really, for the most part, any of the best players you knew far
well. I mean,
they
you're always going to have people. I mean, the thing about it is, it's an inexact science, you know. So you're going to have people that take a Brady Quinn. The Kansas City Chiefs took Alex Smith instead of
here's some good ones.
Aaron Rodgers. What do you think?
Take Tom Brady. He was drafted, sixth round.
Yeah.
Kurt Warner.
Yeah.
The quarterback. I think they signed him off of a...
He was in the grocery store.
Yeah, yeah. Warren Moon.
Yeah.
Who was played in Canadian football.
Canadian football.
Yep.
Where did Brady go first off? Was it... Did he only ever...
Patriots.
So he only played for them until...
Cliff Harris is number 9 on this list of best non-drafted NFL football players ever.
Yes, OBU Tiger.
Yep.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
John Randall, who was a great defensive tackle for the Minnesota Vikings. Tony Romo wasn't drafted.
I didn't realize that.
Antonio Gates, great tight end.
Antonio
Gates was probably
basketball. Drafted. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was.
How about this one? Outside linebacker James Harrison for the Pittsburgh Steelers, who was a 2-time defensive player of the year. Mm. I mean, there's still some good. Donnie Shell, I think, was the one you were trying to come up with, Greg. He just was recently inducted in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He was 18.
Is that whole defense in the Hall of Fame?
Just getting close.
Yeah, just about.
That's what I was thinking.
It's like the idea of not getting drafted and be like, all right.
Yeah.
You know?
Adam Vinatieri. Jason Peters, who just recently retired offensive tackle. Nate Newton.
Jason Peters, Arkansas Razorback, played tight end. Went to the NFL as a free agent with the Buffalo Bills as a tight end, converted to tackle, played 20 years.
He'll be a Hall of Famer.
How about Cowboy Drew Pearson?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Pretty good one.
From Tulsa.
But talking about not getting drafted, you know, they're not set with a team if they're not drafted. They can kind of, you know, they're not going to get paid as much, but they can kind of shop around.
You would probably rather be not drafted than be Brock Purdy and be the last person taken in the NFL draft. Now, you may not make quite as much money, but you have your pick of 32 to sign with. You can pick the best situation. If you're the last pick in the draft, you don't pick your situation.
That's right.
So sometimes you're better and off being a free agent than it is than being drafted
and
in the seventh round.
And still going to get paid that minimum that the free agent's going to get paid.
That's right.
I mean,
do you get to choose to be in the draft? Like, you get out of college, you've done really well. Do you get to be like, I'm not going to mess with that? I got you.
If the Cowboys wanted to draft you this year, they could draft you.
Right. Only certain
they could draft anybody.
And basically what you're drafting is negotiating rights.
Yeah.
That's basically what you're drafting.
Yeah. Only certain people
can negotiate with you if a team drafted you.
Like before, what if those negotiations go south? Then can you?
You can sit for a season.
Only certain people have the ability to negotiate around that. John Elway, Eli Manning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They kind of played the NFL
Shadur Sanders.
He's trying to.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
But, you know, Elway was drafted in football and baseball.
Yeah. He said, I'll
play for the Yankees.
For the Steelers.
Yeah.
Don't be shocked if they work out something to get high enough to get Sanders.
But yeah, Elway said, I'll play baseball.
I'm not saying that's a great thing to do. I'm saying
instead
that's a
of
Mike
football.
Tomlin thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Eli Manning said, I'm not going to play for your team. I'll sit out, so don't draft me.
So I'm guessing most people get drafted with the pen ready to sign, like no questions asked. You know?
Well, now the NFL's got it set up that your salary is scaled to where you were picked. If you're first overall pick, you get more than the first round, like 15th overall pick.
Yeah.
And your money is pretty much scaled to where you're drafted. Mm. So there's not a lot of negotiation that goes on, I guess, signing bonuses and things like that.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
So. Any guys you ever thought, apart from who did you bring up, who were like, you were certain they were going to be first pick, and they didn't get it, you know?
Well, I mean, you talk about –
Aaron Rodgers was a big
one. Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. There may be no better example than Aaron Rodgers.
I don't know if he was first pick, but he was close to the first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he got picked in another round.
I think I think he got picked like 27th. 20th.
Yeah, it was. Mm. But he sat around there for a while with the camera on him cringing.
Yeah.
I mean,
And
he had a chip on his shoulder. I mean,
and then he had to go sit and.
Behind Favre.
For 5 years or more.
And then, like, with NBA, is it different at all, or is it pretty much the same idea? Like, I just remember just watching, like, a small clip of LeBron getting – he got, like, first
when you Google that very question, who slid the furthest in NFL draft, Aaron Rodgers is the poster child.
Yeah.
For that, so.
And I also saw a clip of him being, you know, on the football team in high school, too. I thought that was pretty cool.
And you also have some of those can't misses that never hit a lick. I mean, Ryan Leaf comes to mind.
How about Russell? What was his?
Jamarcus.
Oh, yeah.
Jamarcus Russell.
He paid him his way out of the NFL.
They paid him $70 million, and he ate $70 million worth of cheeseburgers.
Did he ever do anything? Like, did he ever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He failed miserably.
Threw a bunch of interceptions.
He had a great bowl game against Notre Dame, which probably got him drafted.
Yeah.
What do they call that?
For like 600 yards.
Letdowns, you know? Like, it's just huge going into the draft, and then they just.
Well, there's a lot. Ryan Leaf was another great.
He was the number one pick, I believe.
I think he was, close to it, and if he was number one. Mm-hmm. Went to San Diego. Choked.
Wow. That's rough.
Out of the league, early. I seen a documentary on him not long ago, like doing really well. Like him and his wife owned like a wine vineyard.
Yeah,
but you know, football was going to be everything.
Yeah,
and anybody that played that got drafted by the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
Just they just automatically are that.
I mean, I don't remember this, but Joe Flacco, it says, was touted to be a top two or three pick in 2008 and slid to 18.
And I don't remember that either, but you know, that wouldn't have surprised me that much because he played for Portland State, didn't he?
Mm. Somebody like that. Yeah, that's exactly right.
But you know, talking about the Browns, they have ruined careers. Tim Couch. Didn't Tim Couch win the Heisman?
Yeah.
Tim Couch from Kentucky won the Heisman, you know, and they draft him. And
he
might not have
started. Now he's died.
Let me tell you what, the best quarterback the Browns have had since Bernie Kosar is Baker Mayfield. And they gave up on him.
Yeah. But the only reason you think that's because he left and went somewhere else.
That's exactly.
Or you wouldn't think he was the best.
Yeah, we wouldn't. Who's Baker Mayfield?
That's right.
Well, he got him into the playoffs his last year there.
Yeah. I mean,
Yeah.
Let me tell you what. If I get on here and get on Twitter today and it says the Steelers have acquired Baker Mayfield, I'll be a happy guy.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a karma thing because Cleveland left Cleveland. And then decided they wanted a franchise back. I mean, that gets complicated.
Well, you know, it does. And the thing is, and Art Modell took, so much heat over moving the Browns. But, you know, in that era, everybody was getting a new stadium. Everybody.
Yeah.
The Steelers got a new stadium. The Bengals got a new stadium. You know, And he wanted a new stadium, and Cleveland said no. And he said, okay, Baltimore will build me one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Which is nothing now. I mean, everybody does that now.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
yeah, but you take, if you rewind that, I don't know how long the Ravens have been in existence, 25 years, something like that. And I bet you if the city of Cleveland had that decision to make over again, they'd build them a stadium.
But, well, you know,
the same thing happened.
Being an East Coast guy, I went to the Mistake by the Lake, and it was a terrible place to watch football, baseball, all of it. In the Indians games, guys would let go of the bat, and it would go flying into the stands, and the announcer would say, man, it's a good thing this is Cleveland, or somebody would have got hurt because there's nobody in the stands. My middle son was an A's fan, and we'd go watch the A's in Cleveland, and we could sit behind home plate, 70,000-seat stadium, 2,000 people there to watch baseball.
Wow.
But, you know, talking about moving the teams because you didn't get that new stadium, that's just second nature now. St. Louis Rams, I can't think of the guy's name. His wife has something to do with Walmart. But, you know, they're not going to build a stadium, so – hey, we'll go to Los Angeles.
The reason PNC Park's in Pittsburgh. The Pirates threatened to move.
The Davises, Oakland. Hey, we're not going to build a new stadium, okay? We'll go to Las Vegas.
And now I'm kind of wishing they had.
It also hurt.
Or at least change ownership.
It could hurt a town so much, and you're basically threatening, you know? I mean, or else you're going to move. And then, like, that's why I don't have any teams. I don't, because, I mean, if they just root up and move somewhere else, I mean, you're just
rooting for an
outfit.
That's exactly right, a jersey.
And that's kind of what we were touching on a while ago, talking about tanking a season so they'd have a better pick.
Yeah.
Well, you know, me and Tony's talked about this. If you're a baseball fan, it's nothing for a baseball team to start trading every player on their team and say, hey, we're rebuilding. Mm-hmm. Well, that rebuild might take 5 years. Mm-hmm. Why do I want to be your fan for five years that you're going to lose?
Yeah.
to try to build a team.
And then the Pirates in there are then the 11th year of a five-year plan.
Yeah.
You think that's bad? Reds are in the 35th year of one.
Did St. Louis fans follow them to L.A.?
I'm sure probably just the Rams. The Rams logo is basically all that.
What you got to understand is they left L.A. to move to St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah.
And then they moved back.
Then they moved back.
Years later.
Yeah. Georgia Frontier.
Let's focus on that. The Arizona Cardinals used to be in St. Louis.
Right.
Yeah.
St. Louis has lost two football teams.
Yeah. Yep. This could get real.
And right now don't have one. You know, the Browns eventually got an NFL team back. Houston eventually got an NFL team back when the Oilers moved to Nashville. St. Louis has not got an NFL team.
But they gave them those teams. You know, they started new franchises.
Right. To make sure those places had new teams. And now you can argue that, you know, there may be one or two too many football teams. There may not should be a football team in Jacksonville.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So,
well, do you do with the stadium like the Rams.
Left over. What do you do with the stadium? Knock
well,
it down?
You do like the Rangers, you know, that they had a great stadium, although it was outdoors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So their argument was they couldn't win because it was so hot and they had to play so many games in August and July. August, even September, it was so hot on them that caused them to lose the ability to win some games.
Right.
So they built Globe Life.
What about the other team? They're hot too.
Yeah, but they're not there all the time.
Okay.
So you're not playing as many games.
I got you.
So that's the argument. So so they built Globe Life Park right next to it.
Yeah.
I mean, you park right
next
to it.
You can hit a rock. You can throw a rock and hit.
Yeah.
And so it's over there, and they use it for concerts.
Oh, yeah.
20 years after they built the other one.
Yeah, it was 20 years old, and it was a beautiful ballpark.
The Rangers are on their third stadium in my lifetime, right?
Yeah. Wow.
Now, the first one was horrible.
Yeah.
What was the first one?
I guess the Pirates are in the third stadium of my lifetime.
It was just called Arlington Stadium.
River Stadium and now PNC Park. Yeah. So I guess about 20 years is what you're going to get out of one.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, that one there, I mean, now Globe Life Field or whatever they call it, I don't know, is an amazing
thing. It is a great place to watch.
Yeah, I hadn't been to one there. The other one was new last time I went to a ball game, actually.
And it was a great place outdoors, but I mean, this place, you go in there, it's 72 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
You got to take a blanket because it's so cold.
I watched Jay Buhner hit like 3 home runs while I'm wearing a Mariners hat. Ken Griffey Jr. didn't play.
Yeah.
What about the Astrodome? Is it still standing or did they demolish it?
I've seen pictures of it when it was just, I mean, it's in ruins. If they haven't tore it down, it's just.
Tyler asking what you do with those stadiums made me think of it because, you know, the Astrodome used to be, it was everything.
It was the eighth wonder of the world, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The Bucks, the Steelers and the Pirates played at Three Rivers Stadium. They blew it up. It's a parking lot between PNC Park now and Heinz Field. It's not Heinz Field anymore. It's Acrisure. But you know, the Pirates and the Steelers are basically playing in the same place they've always played, just in different parks.
Is that a new kind of catch-up?
Acrisure. I think it's an insurance company. Yeah.
I really don't like that. That's one thing. I get it. They make a ton of money just putting that, but then it's like, you know, the Slurpee King Stadium.
That ain't going away. As a matter of fact, it's going to trickle down into...
Everybody wants everything
I think local
and,
eventually.
Yeah. Well, new and up-to-date. We got Lambeau Field.
Yeah.
What I mean, I will go...
For how long?
I'll go crazy when they do something.
They're going to.
They will.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the thing. You're talking about not liking that advertisement. Mm-hmm. It's coming.
It's everything.
I mean, it's coming here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's time for the pink berry lineup.
Yeah, they'll have it where you can put
dragon fruit.
And it's not even like WD-40 Stadium or something. It's always, you know, Victoria's Secret or something. It's like not
hey,
even.
They got more money.
That's true.
WD-40.
Yeah.
Want some uniforms?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, time for your Depends injury update. Like.
Hey, quit knocking the pins.
Yeah.
Band-Aid. They could at least be a Band-Aid.
Yeah, Band-Aid. Yeah. Yeah.
But you're right. And you know, and I think that there are a lot of things that, but you've got to keep up with the Joneses
as you play
these things. If you don't have new parks, people don't come to them. It's like, you know, going, like you said about Cleveland. nobody'd go.
Yeah.
You can't make money if you don't go.
Yeah.
And so now what they've done is they've turned, like, that deal at Arlington is like an all-encompassing. You can go there, park your car, stay for a week, watch games,
yeah,
go out to eat, shop, do everything you want to do.
I did that for
right
3 days last summer. Yeah. Parked my car and never and just stayed right there by the ballpark and watched the Pirates and the Rangers. And
that's why it can really hurt a town when a team I don't know about NFL and NBA, but I just know like locals. Like I remember that hockey team, the Coyotes, in they were in Arizona. I forget. They were in like it wasn't Prescott. It was
Phoenix, wasn't it?
It was one of those Phoenix districts that's around it. Like they're all little towns, might be whatever it was. Anyway, they were just threatening the town. That town had no money, you know, to build a new stadium for them and this and that. I mean,
they ended up leaving.
Yeah,
they went to Utah.
It's hard enough to keep a block of ice cold in Phoenix, you know. But then, like,
it's easier in Utah.
Yeah, true, true.
They'll save money there.
I don't think what I just looked up is true, but. I was trying to decide when they done away with Lambeau Field. When they done away with Lambeau Field, I would want to go to the next oldest stadium would be my team. So I Googled that. It shows it being Hard Rock Stadium, which is going to be Miami.
Yeah.
And that's...
No.
No, they used to play in the Orange Bowl. I mean... And then it shows Soldier Field, which I can see that.
Soldier Field's got to be the old... Yeah.
Arrowhead Stadium, 1972.
Yeah.
Cleveland Browns Stadium. And there's so many, I don't know, it's renaming them, updating them. I like the old school stuff.
Well,
NFC North teams playing in the cold weather.
The old school stuff's pretty cool if you're strictly a fan, but to get all these people to come, you got to have stuff for the wife, for the kids, for the, you know, if you don't have an ice cream shop, the kids aren't going to come.
But I mean, the one thing the Packers.
If you don't serve wine, the wife's not going
to
come.
The one thing the Packers do have working to their advantage in that is like the 30-year waiting list for tickets.
Yeah.
You know, so they're going to fill that stadium up, but at what point is it not going to be enough fans in there?
I mean, the Steelers have a similar list.
You want 90,000.
And I think it works against you.
Now, you want 90,000 fans in there instead of 65, though.
Yeah.
You know
what's Rooney? What are you going to threaten Rooney with? Well, I'm not going to buy my season ticket this year. Okay, there's somebody right behind you waiting to buy one.
Yeah,
we've got a list a mile long of people waiting to buy. We haven't had a seat on game day since 1972. So do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you can raise.
That's why I'm just saying the fans not showing up is not going to be an issue. The issue is going to be at what time do you not have enough fans. Because you want to put 30,000 more people in there.
They raise the ticket prices.
Paying $20 for a hot dog and a beer or more.
They raise the ticket prices or the other prices, and that's how they make their money. But the one difference between Packers and everybody else is they own them.
Yeah.
You know, if you got a seat there, you own them. You own part of that Packers team.
Yeah.
You know, so they all own stock in that.
It gives you the right to holler at the quarterback over an interception.
Yeah. Well, I think it also makes I'm not one of them, but if I own part of the Dallas Cowboys, I would have more incentive to be more supportive. You know, if they said, hey, I need an extra $10 a ticket this year. I'd give it to them or $50, whatever, you know, because theoretically my value is also going to go up in what I purchased.
Yeah.
So, that, you know, but anyway, man, we could talk about this stuff all day long. Y'all got anything else you want to talk about on that?
I don't think so.
I think we pretty much wore that out.
Yeah.
So, you know what we got to do, though?
Yeah, let's talk about some sponsors.
Let's do that. You want me to read off the list of sponsors?
Yeah, we're just going to – I think we just read the list this episode and give a shout-out to all of them. You know, no big, awards or anything going on. Right. Nobody really played last. There was a few little things, but, yeah, we'll back to form next week, I think.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's do it. You got the voice. You do it.
Yeah, I'll start out with Martin Veterinary Clinics, i.e. De Quine Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, sponsors since the very beginning of this podcast. We love them so much. Go check out their Facebook page. You can see them at De Quine Animal Hospital / Ashdown Veterinary Clinic on Facebook and give them a like and a follow and a review if you used them before. Also, UA Cossatot, you know, empowering the youth of our area with knowledge and actual jobs. UA Cossatot, go to www.cccua.edu. Shelter Insurance Woods Agency have been a huge help to me recently, and amazing folks over there. Also, the Shelter Insurance Todd Moore Shelter Insurance place. That's in Ashdown, right?
Dirks.
That's in Dirks.
Apologies. Does our player of the week.
Yeah, that's does the player of the week. That's right. Horatio State Bank sponsors a few different players of the week and a boys player of the area.
That's correct.
I'm getting that. All right, I'm getting there. Dom Tar, which does the Ashdown Player of the Week. The Union Bank of Mena, the Cossatot River Player of the Week. Toad Thumper Lures gives away the Girls Player of the Week of the area. Yep. And then DeQueen Motorsports always sponsors the Game of the Week.
Correct.
And then you have Adderose Designs doing the overall Player of the Area every single week and doing the shirts for them as well, right?
Yep.
We appreciate all you guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We sit here and have fun, but that's they make it possible. Yeah,
that's right. Just like that. It was soon enough. It'll be just like I was saying with the stadiums, you know. Like, you think of stadiums that you called something it for 30 years, and then now it's you know, the Starbucks Stadium or whatever.
Since they built it.
Yeah, yeah.
And now it's not Heinz Field anymore.
Yeah, yeah. The Veterans Stadium, right? That was one. That's now Citizens Bank. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Huntsfield jumped all over that. Yeah. It should have been Huntsfield.
Yeah. Huntsfield.
Yep. And now they have to name the field and the stadium.
Yeah, that's true.
So-and-so field at...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
What about sponsoring each
any and our in our you little communities here in Southwest Arkansas, if somebody comes down the line and offers you $500,000, mm-hmm. $1 million for the naming rights of your field or your stadium or your coliseum or your baseball field or whatever, what are you going
to
do?
Yeah, you'd be crazy not to take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell y'all a funny story about that off there.
Okay.
And it's not Derek's related, just for anybody listening.
But why stop at just the field? Let's just get each plate. They're at the Bar S plate. You know, they're at, like, mm-hmm. you know, every single little thing.
We already do that.
Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, you got the, Backwoods Moonshine first down.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. Every single
I just
part
that hat
sponsored.
Sitting here. That's why I said that.
Yeah.
Diamond Bank, 25-yard line.
That's right.
My favorite sponsor moment in the middle of a game or some sporting event was actually UFC. It's fastest fight in UFC history. And it's 5 seconds. 5 seconds is the fight, and really ended in 3.
Yeah.
And you hear the guy go, the fight clock is brought to you by Modelo. It's over.
When I was in Benton at Northside Church of Christ, of course, did radio for Benton, and we were a sponsor of Panther Athletics, and we just made this up, and it just stuck for football. We had the Northside Church of Christ declined penalty.
Yeah.
We thank our sponsors so much, all those fine sponsors every single week.
Yeah, we do. We appreciate all our sponsors. Thank you so much for allowing us to do this. We thank you to all the coaches, the play-by-play guys. Big shout out to Jim Cross. He's fixed to walk 30 miles in a couple of weeks.
That's true.
And anybody that wants to walk with him, go ahead. I think Tuttle's going to start out with him. I don't know how far.
Well, they say the first mile's the hardest.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The hardest thing on that would be the tires on the moped I was driving. They'd be about flat.
Oh, man. Well, we appreciate everybody getting us the information, because it does take time on their parts. But most of all, we appreciate the kids, what they do. That's what we do it for. We'll be back next week with high school athletics. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
See you next week.